Hey,
Da
do it count if I fit a 2X but I just can't lift my arms?
yeah,
Would
you
it
ain't gotta
count?
lift. Yeah, you ain't gotta lift
Right.
your arms for much. You
Okay.
just
I think it would just fold, you know, do this right here. But I fit a 2X now, like sideways wise.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it don't look bad.
Right.
Like I threw on a 2 because my homie got me a shirt. And it was a
Yeah.
2X, and I was like, man, it don't even fit. And my girl's like, just try it. You never know. And I was like, I know this one. And I tried it, and I ain't gonna lie, bro, it didn't look too bad.
Hey. Oh,
It's
well,
just
how does it fit on you? How does it feel on you?
like it don't feel too bad. I mean,
Okay.
it's a little tighter than what I'm used to, but then I was like, oh, what does this look like? I lift my hands and like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The
The
button,
belly button.
was showing. Like not even a little bit, like the whole, you know what I'm saying? It's like a lot.
Sporting a midriff.
Yeah, so like I was like, does this count? Cause I ain't gonna lie, I feel like it count. I remember not fitting too well on
You know what I'm saying? Hey, it could not move at all, just be
it.
stuck under your belly button.
Exactly.
You know what I
So
mean?
yeah, my fault. I had to just ask that real quick.
Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah, I was fitting the 2X last year, and then I gained the weight back and I put the shirt back on. It looked gross. So
But did it went over though, right? You good? Like,
like yeah, it went over. Yeah, it went over and it didn't show belly button when I lifted my arms. It was like a little bit of belly right under.
oh,
But you know what I'm saying?
you
Well, that
good
was back
then.
then, but now it's like
Oh, okay.
getting tight. Yeah.
You know, it's summertime. It's time to,
Yeah, exactly, man.
nobody
Girls
works
is
out in the
out.
winter.
You
You
know
know
what
what
I'm
I'm
saying?
saying?
Yeah.
Nah, get this right, brother. Get this right, brother.
Yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Polytechnic Podcast, man. It's episode 76. I'm Oh Hello Marcus. And I'm here with the Usos FAM. We're just over here discussing work because work freaking sucks. Work always sucks, dude. No matter how good the job is, man, there's always going to be little things that just piss you off. And
Yeah.
it adds up throughout the week. And then you come home and you're just like, man, fuck, dude. You know?
Patreon, y'all might get a little taste of that.
Yeah.
We might have to go there a little bit. So
Yeah.
go ahead and subscribe. Patreon.com/thepottytakingpodcast if you want an extra content from us. You know what I'm saying? Also, if you want some other extra content, if you follow us on YouTube or you follow us on the audio platforms, you already know we alternate between the Pacifica Movie Starter Kits and the Way Back Wednesday podcast, both
Yeah.
hosted by either Marcus and Lance Faletongo, the Balinese podcast, or Lance and myself. So we got the Polytechnic Network going on. You know what I'm saying? Tap in with us,
Yeah.
YouTube, Instagram. I think that's it, huh?
Yep.
But
You got the
yeah.
Patreon too? Oh yeah. You
Patreon,
threw that was Patreon.
too.
Yeah,
You know what
Patreon.
I'm saying? And also anybody who wanna sponsor. I feel like we just gotta I gotta make the graphic. I keep saying I'm gonna make it and then I explain to you why I don't do anything after this.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna try to do that this week.
All right, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I was thinking of just throwing like cold pitches to different brands and stuff. I'm trying to figure out like what it is that we talk about on the show that we can appeal to. You know what I'm saying? Because
Yeah.
we're you know we got range. Okay. Casey called us. You know what I'm saying? He said the top tier range. All
Yeah.
right. So we got range.
And you know what? It's a little difficult because we're not based anywhere. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? I see a lot of the podcasts and they like based in certain places and then they're
Yeah.
sponsored by local places. And like with us, I mean, honestly, you should hit up Tam.
Oh,
How
we can hit up
where you be?
Faka's, man. Faka's
Where?
Island Grill.
Oh, is that where you be at?
Nah, but I mean, because they're hella far, but I mean, shit, why not? I'd love to
Oh.
get some Hawaiian barbecue sponsored, bro.
What's the spot that you frequent? You know, do you have a spot where like they know you by name?
Oh my God. The smoke shop?
They know you by name at the smoke shop?
Yeah, bro. I go there all the time.
You a different kind of smoker, bro.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. Oh shit.
Yeah, I can see it sponsored by a smoke shop. You know, we want all the
Send you
smoke.
a different kind of smoke. Hey, shut the hell up over there, dog. Yeah, I don't
Yeah,
know, man.
we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But
There's so
until
many
then,
options too. Until then,
yeah,
what?
it would have. I mean, it wouldn't have to, but I would think it would be a food spot that sponsors us, right? Don't you think?
I mean, I'm with it, you know? Yeah, that makes the most sense. That's the one thing we talk about every episode.
But then what if they sponsor us and they only offer us like plates? Like you get a free plate every Tuesday or Thursday or Tuesday and Thursday. Would you take that?
With no money, like no money along with that?
Just a free plate of two free plates of food every week.
Just two? For the week?
On a Tuesday and a Thursday.
Oh my dude, no. We gotta renegotiate terms. No. Nah, bro. 2 days out the week on a Tuesday and Thursday. What kind of days are those, first off?
Oh, sorry.
5 days out the week.
I meant two. Damn, bro. First of all, you're gonna be the only one that can access it because I can't really get to it. So you basically gonna get four. You'll get four.
Yeah.
Unless McDonald's hits us up, then I'm with that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. We definitely need a more universal franchise. Well, what is out there and here?
McDonald's.
Okay.
Well, Wendy's. Yeah.
We need a Tim Hortons out here.
Tim Hortons is good. That's like good white food.
Yeah. Tim Hortons got poutine too?
I don't think so. I don't remember it. But they got these little Chipotle wraps. It's pretty fire, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
So as y'all can see, if y'all want to sponsor the show, we can definitely go off on whatever food product y'all got, okay? Because we love food. All right.
Would you ever do it, like, if we got sponsored by a food place, would you do a mukbang?
No.
You wouldn't do a mukbang?
I wouldn't be. Nah. I'm not brave enough for a mukbang.
What's brave? Or what's talking about?
A big table full of food, and I have to have a microphone, and I think the whole appeal is a...
Yeah, you do that on the podcast while you listen.
But I don't want people to watch me eat, bro. Not on camera.
Yo, Marcus is such a different person than he used to be at the beginning of this pod. This fool would drink a 32 pack.
Look, man. All of the yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so Marcus has developed standards. I don't know if I love it or hate it, but I'm proud of you, bro.
Thanks, man. I just don't want people to watch me eat.
Okay.
You know, I'll get turnt. I guess I'll get turnt over watching people eat or watching people have fun.
What only like OnlyFans?
OnlyFans?
OnlyFans to watch Marcus eat?
Like I create an OnlyFans just for my mukbangs. I think about that.
Yeah. Shirtless. That's what's up.
Nah.
Shirtless with just a bib.
as long as I don't have to wear pants under either.
All right, man. My bad, y'all. We just let's get to the episode.
How much would you pay for that?
I mean, I wouldn't go double digits.
Oh,
$9.99.
Okay.
How often are you dropping?
Every week. It'll be a weekly post. So 4 days. 4 days.
Nah, you jib. Nah, bro. No.
Nah.
You tripping?
Well, all right.
You eat four times a day. You can't share with us. You like?
You eat four times a day.
So out of every meal,
I can't let y'all in on every single session I have, and I'm not gonna eat every fucking meal naked, bro, in my room with a bib on, bro. I have to go out and see my family. Like I have to look my family in the face.
Hey, be Marcus,
like, look, I just got done working, and I'm not hungry anymore.
I just got done working. Goo goo gaga. Oh my god. I ain't gonna lie, I might have to throw, if you show me the first week numbers, I might throw a bib on with you. Marcus, hop on Zoom. I'm hungry. Hey bro, are you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry.
Fuck yeah, dude. Let's go. Let's get to work.
This is time to make the donuts.
Shit, bro. Oh, what would be your first episode?
It gotta be like a seafood boil. Is that right?
Yeah. damn, you like it messy up. Why you got your worm bib and some gloves, bro? And bring some pliers too, bro.
Hey, don't you ever say you like it messy, huh? Don't you ever, bro.
That's it, a seafood boil. That's it, the sauce ain't gonna be all over it, bro.
What's your first meal? Hot dogs?
It'll be McDonald's, bro. It'll say it's light work, bro. You know what you're making it difficult for episode one?
McDonald's light work over there playing with the LEDs. Light work, you get it? I'm a rapper.
Yo, shut the fuck, bro. Like I said, a seafood boil, bro.
Hey, just know if y'all subscribe to my OnlyFans, we finna be eating it living large. This dude over here eating in a parking lot with some cheese paper. Get this guy out of here, yo. You see what he's investing into his crowd? He's not investing into
y'all. Yeah, he got the curtain behind him and everything. He's actually there. His setup is good already. Oh, man.
You know what? You and your little shelf can shut up, okay?
My shelf is aesthetic, bro. It's aesthetic for the OF.
You can't even see it.
Shut up, bro. Shut up. Take your
camera up more, fool.
No. They've seen too much.
Oh, my God. That better not be a Raiders blanket on your bed,
bro. It is, bro. It is.
Yeah, Raiders, they going to need blankets to keep them warm at night. What? It's cold not having your stadium after when the playoffs start.
Oh, he's talking to you, Oakland. All city of Oakland.
It's Las Vegas.
Because Oakland is losing all their teams.
Oh, okay. I didn't say all that. Shout out to Oakland.
He's saying all that, Oakland.
Anyways,
don't put him on international. With a bib and a seafood boil in his car.
Hey, my brother, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. I am really good. This past Sunday was my last day at my old job, and it's kind of crazy. Every time I leave a workplace, like I don't know, I feel like it's like bittersweet about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Ever since I've been here in California, like I grow. Like certain, you know, attachments to certain people and the job and how comfortable it is, but sometimes you just have to get the hell out of there. You know, you have to get the hell out of there. So there's definitely an end of an era, and I'm excited about it, man. The future and stuff. So hopefully this new job works out.
Did you say bye to your friends?
Some of them, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Anybody get you a cake or something?
No.
Did they know? Did they know ahead of time?
Mm-mm. A lot of them didn't.
Wow, you one of those?
What?
You leave the party without saying bye to everybody? Like you just did?
Yeah, the Irish goodbye. Yeah. I'll say goodbye to a couple of people and then make my way out. If it's a big ass gathering, Well, I'm gonna all right.
I'm shaking every hand.
You
never know. It might be the last time you see them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you feel like a dickhead, huh?
I know good and goddamn well you don't shake every person's hand at that fucking party.
Hey, sometimes I'll be sociable. Sometimes we gotta do this again. Sometimes I feel it sociable.
I'll be throwing that out there too. Hey, we gotta do this again.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
So you ready? You ready to embark on a new journey?
Yeah, I guess. But the worst part of it is the fact that I have I have to wait 2 weeks until I start my job. So I'm kind of in limbo right now. So now
you didn't want to wait?
I didn't want to wait what?
Like you didn't want to work these last 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, the last 2 weeks already.
You already put your 2 weeks in?
Yeah.
Man, he's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, so now, the conundrum, right, is to figure out what to do with my time in the next 2 weeks, because that's a long time to be out of a job. 2016, Marcus would have been like, oh, this is fucking awesome, dude. I can just wake up where I want, do whatever. But now it's like when work is so ingrained in your routine and you know, you just have, you have your stuff to do or whatever, it's just, I don't know, a part of it is gone now. You don't know what to do. So I'm over here thinking up like different to-do lists around the house. Like I'm not even handy. I was like, oh, I'm going to go fix the toilet. And I don't even know how to use a fucking, you know, just looking for shit to do, man, because I don't want to be that guy again. You know what I'm saying? So trying to figure out a good routine to get through it until the start of the journey is kind of difficult. It's going to be 2 weeks of that. So it's cool because I got my nieces downstairs. So it'll be, you know.
Yeah, just make them do everything.
Exactly, right? If you walk, I tell them, if you can walk, you can work. Yeah. Get your ass over to do something. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, that's you know, that's what's been going on.
Yo, Marcus is so mature, bro.
Yeah.
Like, coming from where we came from.
Don't please don't.
He was in Samoa, couch surfing like a bug.
Oh my god. Like I said, he ran away from home at 32. I was only in my early 20s then.
Bro, it was in Samoa. Like, if we don't ask for nothing, we don't need to make money. If I don't ask for anything, I'm not being a burden.
You know, so yo, the psychology behind that is freaking fascinating, bro.
Let me tell y'all right now, I appreciate my parents and my grandparents for sheltering me from a lot of things, but damn, bro, I was complacent.
Oh, what was I, bro?
Yeah.
I'm
so shout out to you for knowing how easy you could fall into that trap. I ain't gonna lie, when I couldn't work, I was 2 years I couldn't work. Yeah. And then, like, in the beginning, I was just cleaning up the house thinking that was sufficient. And then until we started the podcast, there was really nothing. Or I was making music. So music was kind of making money, but not really. And so, yeah, I understand you. Because, like, it's easy to fall back into that trap of just being like, well, maybe I don't need to. You know, because you could go 2 weeks and then realize, like, oh, I don't really need to make money like that. And then you could just fall into a routine.
Just coast on that for a while until you're just like, oh dude, I need money maybe. I think I might need money or maybe not die from freaking obesity because I'd be eating everything in sight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that too. Shout out to the bibs.
Shout out to the bibs.
But you talk about you being mature. I think I seen your tweet, bro.
Yeah, what's up with you, bro? I was waiting for you to say something.
I didn't like
it. I thought you were going to give me... I didn't like it. I thought you were going to hit me on Twitter. I thought you were going to talk some shit.
You didn't deserve a response.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
So I was watching Fallout. I had seen the game before. I never played it, but I'd seen it. I thought the premise was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So then... turned it on, was watching it for a little bit. And the beginning was pretty interesting. Like, you could tell, like, something was off, whatever, whatever.
Nice.
And then, like, just people just start getting killed left and right. And there was just, like, all these scenes where, like, it was just a lot. Like, the dude had the gun, and he stuck it in the guy's mouth, and then he shot through his head. And then he used the body and shooting through his head at other people. Right?
Nice.
And it turned me off. I turned it off, and I was just like, I don't really like this new wave of TV shows like this, bro. Mm. And it's not about being mature. I literally just, I don't know, I just can't stomach it. Yeah. Like, it just looked, and it sucks because the show seemed interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed like, oh, man, what the hell is going to happen? Well, I don't know. Are the days of, like, adult concept movies with like PG-13 type scenes, are those just over? Is like, now that the door is open where they're like, oh, we can put this on HBO Max and have as much sex and death and gore, like, is this just gonna be the thing now?
I mean, I guess it just ramps up like every couple of years, right? They've always put like the gratuitous shit on HBO and those other premium channels and shit, but I don't know. I think in the grand scheme, probably not, bro. There's always room for stories with, you know, less violence, less cartoonish violence with, you know, but I don't know. What?
Do you like it? Do you like that type of stuff?
If it fit, I seen you in South End Siva. Shout out South End Siva, man. I seen you two talking about it. And what he said, I agree with. He said, if it doesn't move the plot along, then, you know, if it's useless, then then that's really dumb. But I think in general, it's you know, I know that it's a show or a movie, so I can, you know, I can distance myself from it. So, I mean, I can enjoy it. You know, what is it? Suspend your disbelief, you know?
I don't, yeah, I mean.
And like, it also makes me think of like the mediums too. Like, it's different when you translate it to different mediums, because you know how it is as a video game, right? Like, you know of it a little bit. Like, in a video game, it's easy to distance yourself from it because it's a video game. It's very cartoonish, you know? Yeah. If it was an animation, you'd be able to distance yourself from it because it's animated, you know what I'm saying? But because it's live action with real people and it just looks fucking crazy. I'm like, oh, well, I don't know, man. It's kind of sick, dude. It,
you know,
sick to my stomach, dude.
I don't know if we can detach ourselves as well as we think.
You get desensitized over time.
Yeah, definitely. like I understand suspending your disbelief, but I feel like, especially now, like on Twitter got like all kinds of videos on there.
Bro,
like all beheading videos, murder like
that. Shit would have been axed before. That shit was axed before Elon. Sorry, go on.
No, and I'm just saying, like, I feel like those kind of videos, like, we now, it's kind of like it's accessible to a lot of different groups of ages, like kids too.
Yeah, bro.
I remember going to Rotten.com. Mm-hmm. I could get through like 6 pictures before I'm like about to throw up.
Yeah.
And now kids have access to the internet where, like, I mean, that was access too, but the internet is totally different landscape now. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's not, I feel like it's bad. It's that's bad. Like to see that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so if that's like in a clip on Twitter and then we turn around and we watch HBO Max where they have, or any kind of, you know, pay per view service, whatever. Right. And they have these shows that show this. I just don't like the trend. I don't like the trend. I don't like the trajectory where it's going. I just think it's bad for our mental health. But
yeah,
I guess I am too mature, whatever. But it just don't feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like cartoons, like, it's easy to differentiate because it's a cartoon. But like when you see real people, it's like some TV shows and movies are so grounded in reality. It could literally take you there. Like, you ever watch the movie and you like stressing about life and then you just get sucked in for 2 hours and then all of a sudden you're not feeling any of that stress and anxiety? Like, that's what it feels like. It's like you're watching a memory, or like a movie is like a memory from back in the days, or like a memory that you forgot, as opposed to a cartoon where like you kind of take it as entertainment. So I don't know.
I think it depends on how much stock you put into it, right? Like, we make it what it is for ourselves. So I think, you know, we just got to be better about trying to differentiate. But it doesn't help when every single piece of medium is just smashing you over the head with cartoonish violence when it's so easily accessible. So I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. And I know our brain, like, we can tell our brains these things, but like, muscle memory is something that you don't really think about. Your brain, your body just reacts to it. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really think about it. And I think this is one of those things too. Like, our body is reacting to it without us computing it. You know what I'm saying?
Fair.
But, you know, but yeah.
I don't know. I know for sure, like me, I know I'm hella desensitized because of the internet and how early, you know, acts, because it was like you too, right? Rotten.com, E-bombs World, Best Gore, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And just trying to see. But I think now as an adult, like, I'm a lot better at, you know, differentiating it, you know what I'm saying? But I don't go out of my way to look for gore anymore, you know what I'm saying? It does just pop up in my feed and algorithm, but
I mean, block everything.
Yeah, block it all, do what you need to do. But if you're actively looking for it, then that's something we need to worry about.
I block everything. I'll read about it, but I don't want to watch it. I think that stuff messes with your brain. Hey, y'all, if y'all listening, don't watch that stuff, man.
Please,
it's messing up your brain.
Yeah, brain rot for real.
You know who else has brain rot?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Who?
I don't know who this is. And I'm not going to say the name, but this girl on TikTok, she posted a video or two pictures, I guess. And it said, you know, name an opinion that people might hate you for. And Marcus, would you like to read her opinion?
I dead ass dislike being around my own culture and hate culture shit. Some of the shit they, sorry. I dead ass dislike being around my own culture and I hate culture shit. Some of the shit they stand for makes no sense, but I love being a Polynesian. So already off the bat, it seems like contradictory, you know, kind of hypocritical, you know what I'm saying? Oxymoron, whatever. I seen that tweet this morning. It's crazy that you put that in the note. I was like, I was literally looking at it right before you put it in there. So yeah, just all of that, bro. More hypocrisy, man. I don't understand how you can say you love being Polynesian but hate the culture. Like, the entire point of your heritage, a big part of your heritage is your culture. Yeah. Or your ethnicity is your culture. So for you to hate it, it's kind of like, well, you not only hate, you know, the people around you, but yourself, you know? That whole discussion thing.
I'm not going to lie. You look like Goldberg right now.
Hell yeah. Good or bad? Is that good?
No, you got to cut your camera off and...
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Damn it. All right. So I still look like Goldberg.
No, you good. Go ahead.
All right.
I don't really know what, like, if you say I'm Polynesian but I don't like the culture, mm-hmm. what else is there to be proud of,
right?
Like, what else is, maybe am I missing something? Like, because the music is culture, the tattoos are culture, the customs and traditions, that's all under culture, right?
I guess, yeah. Maybe whatever strangers look at you and they, I don't know, like, oh my God, you're Samoan. Maybe she likes that, you know?
Or like just that being exotic.
Like just be, just looked at as different.
Foreign? Yeah. Oh, you foreign? Are you different? Yeah. Okay. You, what is you? Oh,
yeah. Oh, you foreign? I'll put you in my foreign.
I think, sorry.
No. Go ahead, bro.
I think, so, was it last week or whenever we talked about Fa La Laves and stuff like that, right?
Uh-huh.
I feel like that type of talk fuels this type of stance. And I feel like, you know, these what they call it? Losing recipes, right? Mm. I feel like the kids or the young people these days, they're not really being told why we have to do things. They're just being told that we have to do things.
Right.
And so I don't really blame her for feeling this way if her understanding is what I think it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, which, like,
very little.
Well, yeah, because because growing up, we weren't really explained certain things. We were just told certain things.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you have to wear an ear when you go over here. Oh, you have to serve the pastors first. Oh, you have to give money for this funeral. Oh, you have. And like, it wasn't. To me, at least, maybe I was too young, but it wasn't really explained. And so it comes off like some of the stuff they stand for makes no sense. And so and on one hand, I see a lot of people like clowning on her. I see a lot of and that's one thing I kind of want to get away from, because and we've done this on this platform, too. But I don't really want to shun nobody from learning their culture, you know?
Right.
So I don't want to take this, like, it is contradictory, and it is funny to read because it's kind of like, what the hell are you talking about? We can make jokes, but if she or her people listen to this, I would hope that it's like, there's just more to the story that you probably don't know that's keeping you from understanding the beauty of our culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, it reminds me of a time where I was a kid where I would be like, why do we have to do this thing? These things don't make sense. And then you grow up. You get older, you start having meaningful talks with your family, and then you just like, oh, this is why. Or, oh, and that talk about the Fa La Laves stuff, right? That's a sentiment that's echoed amongst so many young people these days. Like, they don't know, why do I have to give money to these people? And so that's one aspect. You know, I know a lot of people are, you know, moving away from the church, you know, like, kind of not going to church as often. Like when I was growing up, everybody went to church. Yeah. Like when I stopped going to church as a kid, mm-hmm. like we stopped going to church for a little bit. Like my cousins was like, are you guys okay?
Yeah.
Like what do you mean you're not going to our church? You're not going to their church? You're not going to the other church? Like, so I just think, you know, life, like assimilation is catching up, but this is, to me, this sounds like a call for help. Like, we should be telling our kids what we're doing, but also why we're doing it. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's it just don't make sense.
Yeah. Luckily, you there's know? Like a lot of resources out there too for you to learn from now. You know, there's a lot of great Pacifica creators out here who are willing to teach. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, take the time out to look for them. But also, yeah, it's also like the onus is also on her, on the family. Yep. Right.
Yeah.
You know, if your family, if, instead of just telling us what to do, just teach us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't get told a lot. I mean, we don't get taught a lot. We just get told a lot. Exactly. Yep. So, yeah, do more teaching, less preaching, I guess.
And there has to be some level of shame, you know. So I'm not mad at I'm not mad at the people in there clowning on her or whatever, because you have to be taught or you have to be showed that like this is not okay. So I get it, but just me personally, and you, I mean, bro, you funny as hell, so you can say what you want, but I don't want to dogpile on to that. I want to make it to where because that's how it was for me when I was a sophomore. Like when I was there and people were saying like, oh, kids from California don't know the culture.
Oh,
it made me feel like I don't want to be associated with y'all. Yes. So I'm not finna learn the culture because I don't care.
Always felt feeling out of place.
Yeah. So for the people who are clowning, for the people who are on Twitter, on TikTok, whatever, having their way, I get it. Cause that's kind of how we was brought up. But at the same time, it's like, what is y'all end goal? You know? Like, do you want to ostracize her and do you want to make her outcast and make her not want to come with us? Or do you actually want to teach somebody?
Yeah, I look at it as polite roasting.
Yeah.
For me, it's polite roasting. Like, please, we're going to talk our shit, but come on. Let us let you know why, you know, what it is or maybe what it is.
I don't think everybody has that same mentality as you. Right. I've seen some of the comments and I'm just like, they're just trying to say you're dumb. You're stupid. You're and I get it. Like that's how we was raised. I get it. But at the same time, we gotta switch some things up. And if we wanna make sure people connect with their roots, you gotta be the person to extend that olive branch to be like, yo, hey, you wrong. You politely getting roasted. Mm-hmm. Come on here, let's you know, so Yeah.
Which state is she from? Guess. I don't know, but make a guess based on this.
California, I would say.
Mm. I was going to say Utah.
I mean, maybe Utah. But I don't know because...
That's based on my own personal biases, stereotypes, what have you. Okay.
I wouldn't say Utah because I feel like, you know, Samoan and church... go hand in hand. And I feel like everybody in Utah, for the most part, go to church. Mm-hmm. Whereas in California, I don't, you know, I don't see that like being a thing. California is not associated with no kind of religion. Utah is the capital of Mormonism. So I would assume more people in Utah go to church than in California. What?
No. I'm looking at Utah. I'm looking at the state of Utah.
But I don't know.
Are y'all going to church?
Huh? I think so. I don't know.
No, I that's what I would think. Yeah, capital of Mormonism. But
that's
I
mean, like that's like living that's like living church? In living in Jerusalem and not going to church. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't that the new Jerusalem? Right?
Yeah!
Right.
Yo,
if you go to if you live in Jerusalem and you don't go to church, bro, what are you doing, bro?
Wait a minute, bro.
Like that's wild.
Why I say Utah is the new Jerusalem? That is crazy as hell, bro. Ain't that gonna look over that,
hold
bro.
Up. That's like the Mormon Jerusalem. Right? Like it's like the new, it's like the promised land. That's what they believe, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So it's like, you know, more Muslim. I'm just saying, I think more people in Utah go to church than in California. That's just what I'm saying.
No, I believe you. I'm just looking at the state of Utah like, are y'all going to church? Because I see a lot of y'all talking crazy about the churches out there.
Oh.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know that.
Not recently, but, you know, in the past and stuff, you know. Yeah. I'm just talking mess about Utah.
Okay.
Everybody was like, Utah's going to come from my neck now.
Nah, man. A lot of people be talking mess about Utah on Twitter. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all right now. Bobby B-Mac will out-rap all of y'all. Hey, y'all lucky Bobby B-Mac is doing, like, alternative, I forgot what you call it, what they call alternative rock or whatever, because, bruh, if he was straight rapping, y'all be in trouble, bro.
Yeah, that boy can rap.
Yeah.
Alternative R&B, alternative indie pop.
Yeah.
Man, Roses on the Moon.
Y'all lucky. Y'all lucky he taking a break from the booth. Well, not the booth, but like, y'all lucky he taking a break, because it was chow time for a lot of y'all.
This was chow time in more Muslim.
Yeah, in more Muslim, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
Muslim is crazy, bro.
Speaking of the motherland, shout out to Flag Day last week.
Yeah.
Did you watch?
Mm-mm. No, I missed it. I had it on my calendar too, bro. I wrote it in my physical calendar. I got on my digital one, and we still didn't freaking talk about it last week.
But you didn't even watch it.
No, I did. You know, yeah, no, I didn't even watch it. On top of all that, I didn't even watch it. So what's going
on? I watched a little bit. I watched a little bit.
I seen pictures of what is it? The drone shots they had. I know Nina put out like, yeah, that shit was hard.
Yeah. Shout out to Flag Day. It was kind of weird explaining in my indigenous workplace.
Nice.
That Flag Day is a celebration of when America took us over. You know, but I did explain that we have a very unique situation with America. Mm. Like we still own our land, unlike Hawaii.
Right.
In return, we're not citizens. We're nationals. But Americans can't come in and buy our land. You know, it's not like Hawaii. So there's some good things and some bad things. But, you know, I think overall, if we had to be taken over. Like, cause you know, we're just not as strong as the big powers in the world.
Right.
I think this is the best situation for that, unless we're independent. But you know, what are you gonna do? Flag Day, Fautasi boat race got pushed back a week. Mm-hmm. It's actually happening right now. you ever went to those?
Yeah, a couple times.
How was that? How was your experience? What's the biggest memory from it?
It was being not at the finish line, like in the middle of it, and then just being with the Usos from the Village, and they're all, you know, in their cars honking and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's the stuff that happens before when they're all training for it. Like you see the boys like running through the Village and shit and training, and I mean, there's not really much training going on because there's some drinking right after. Right? These fools be drinking. But the day of, it's always a big thing. Everybody's crowded around the TV to watch, or, you know what I'm saying? We be out on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, on the, yeah.
Flag Day is so fun, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun up until the fights.
I haven't seen any of the fights, no, just hear of them.
We were, me and Jace, shout out my dog Jace, bro. We didn't been through it all. Mm. We was driving out there and we seen some kid like on the back of a truck. Somebody threw a rock at him and he jumped out, and then all the family jumped out and everybody throwing rocks on the hill and then running up the hill and fighting. I think it was Nuli and Leonga or something. Mm. It's always going to be a fight. I think the one of the most memorable moments. Flag Day related was me and Jace was driving up we were driving to Pongo to go to the end of it to see who wins, and we was late. Like, if y'all don't know my homie Jace, bro, we late all the time. He's late all the time, so I'm late all the time because he's usually my ride. So we going down, we miss the ending already happens, we're in traffic. This girl was walking down the street, this little girl was walking down the street, bro. She had a marker in her hand. And she wrote on her shirt, Nu'uli Wan. And she was like walking like this. Her shirt said Nu'uli Wan, bro. Like literally, she just wrote it because Nu'uli just won.
As you should. Yeah.
And me and Jace looked at her and was like, does her shirt say Nu'uli Wan? I said, yeah. I was like, did Nu'uli win? I said,
did Nu'uli win? I hope so, bro.
Yeah, that's a waste of a shirt. Yes, and then we seen her again because we're not going too far. And she had a marker in her hand, like she just wrote it, bro. And she was walking around flaunting her little tank top with Nu'uli Wan on it, bro.
Imagine her not even being from Nu'uli. She just wrote that on her shirt. She just walking around.
She's just informing people.
Won. Yeah. Hey, newly won, the town crier. Newly won, newly won.
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. And then one year, my auntie's husband at the time, he had a boat, and we went on the boat and we watched the boat race from like his boat. That was pretty cool.
Damn.
Yeah, that was nice.
Wait, did you have like a view of the entire race, or were you just at the... This is what bothers me about races. Why are you crowded up at just the beginning of the race when they all leave and everyone's gone? Do you just go and keep following the race?
No, you know what they
watch
do?
Watch the rest on TV?
They do that, and then they go to... Like, there's people who are at the start, and then there's people who are at the end.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So people are... It's like a little bit of both.
Okay.
Sometimes... If you don't want to drive in there, because man, when you drive through Pongo during that time, it's terrible.
Yeah, like, no,
you're in traffic for 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
So
if I only had two choices, I'd much rather be at the end, because if I'm at the start and they're all gone, I'm just like, well, this is fucking awkward, and I don't want to drive to the end where I'm gonna be stuck in that Pongo traffic.
I will say, if you're at the beginning and you see them off, and then you go home and finish it on your phone or finish it at home, you're gonna be home a lot quicker. Because driving to Pongo is probably 2 hours just because of traffic. Getting out of there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're not finna be out anytime soon, bro. Like, literally.
Hey, fair enough. But at least my wait time in traffic is rewarded by the fact that I seen who won, the celebrations,
and
all of that.
And it is a little dangerous, I ain't gonna lie.
What?
It's hella dangerous because you gotta drive through all of these different villages. Like, if you're Leonga, you got to drive through every village. Yeah.
That's why they have caravans and shit, huh?
Yeah, you got to drive. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, if I got to rep a Leonga flag and I got to, you know, drive through all of these different villages, and if you win, and you got the flag of the winner, you driving through the loser's village?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you out of here, bro. Your car getting stoned. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's over. It's over. You getting cussed at the least, at the very minimum.
Hey, where are you from?
It's crazy like that. So shout out to Flag Day. You know, we'll see who won, and we'll write it on our shirts for next week. Yeah.
We might as well just put it on right now because they're always the heavy favorites every year.
Yeah. Shout out to Newly, you know what I'm saying?
Newly gonna win! Newly gonna win!
I can't lie, though. I can't lie. This year, I was on the Iseula video for the Funkongo fundraising.
What? Wait, what?
I got tagged. So I went, so after my grandma's funeral, we went to go chill with my grandpa. But my grandpa's on my other side. So my mom's side, they're from Funkongo. And while we was there chilling at the hotel, they were like, oh yeah, let's make the video for the fundraiser. And I was like, what video? So they were like, yeah, Seth and me, you guys sit right next to grandpa. So I'm like in the middle, like right next to my grandpa as he's talking. And he's just like, yo, I'm this, then you know, go Isula. And just my auntie, who's I'm scared to death of. She was like, and after he said, one, two, three, go Isula. And I was so I was in the video. Yeah.
Wait, which one do you usually go for? Who do you usually
I just go for Newly because I live in a house. No, but my family's from Isiula. Like, I live at my grandma's house, and she's from Kongo to the death. So I would just say go Newly because to like antagonize her.
Yeah.
So it's either order. I ain't really.
Oh, okay.
I don't really care.
Go Isenu.
so that was funny because I was getting tagged, like shout out to Keke and JD and Sophie, everybody that watched it. They were like and it was like clowning Mocha. Shout out to my cousin Mocha. They was clowning her because she wasn't in the video. They're like, you're Isula to the dev and Sefa's in here and he's from the Uli.
So
I got two horses in this race this year, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, chill, bro. Chill out.
Who you go for?
I don't really care that much either.
They got like a Marlboro bow or something? A Benson and Hedges boat?
Nah, a cool boat.
They got a camel boat, bro?
Yeah. Nah, man. Just by default, I go for Fangaalu. But they always lose. They're always last or second to last.
Because you're not there. Honestly, if you was at the front, bro, check this out. Check this out.
Stupid ass up, bro.
If you was at the front of the boat, if you was the first rower at the front of the boat, and you perfected like how to row with your head down, bro, the aerodynamics.
Yo. I think the rest of my team will have hair though. So my baldness will not impact anything.
Nah, they need to get with it.
They need
to work on the aerodynamics, bro. For real. I wonder if you could do that.
What?
Like if I don't know if you could. I don't know.
No, bro, we can't. Science hasn't caught up yet.
What if they all started wearing the biking onesies that people be wearing?
Looking like Lance fucking Armstrong?
Yeah. Yeah. What if they did that?
You know what? I fucking hate driving behind a whole group of Lance Armstrongs on the street, bro. Why? Swear to God, they all think they own the damn thing. Caravan of like 20 people.
Where are they supposed to ride?
Not on the damn road. Go find a track.
They're supposed to ride on the road.
Not the road that I'm driving on. Nah, man, that shit is maniac, just so annoying.
Yeah. Maniac Marcus is mad.
That shit is just so annoying. I guess I'm jealous. I can't fit in those onesies.
They probably...
Shut the fuck up.
They probably got bigger sizes that are stretchy. And this onesie's made of slime.
Nasty.
All right, man. I think it's appropriate. You should bring in this next topic.
Man, first off, shut the hell up. I don't like what you're implying. Shut the hell up. I'm mad at that. Oh, man. So there's a tweet a couple days ago. I think it was yesterday, actually. From you know who it is, man. The daughter of Samoa. Right? We know who she is. And it started from this, but then it evolved into something else, right? So she said, while we're on the topic, the alcoholism rampant in our communities. I don't mean to laugh at alcoholism. I'm just mad that this motherfucker said that I should introduce this shit. Because I've gotten it under control. Okay.
Remember when your cousin was like, did you stop drinking alcohol because Seth said so? He was like, no.
No.
I was like, I wanted to tell you because, like, bro, I've been telling him to stop since 2011, bro. Yeah. This has nothing to do with me, bro. Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to that fool to quit drinking, bro. Hell no.
I see Marcus drink 5 expired 40s, bro. This is not.
Stop bringing that up, bro. Damn it. I know, we were some straight medicines back then, bro. Like, bless it, bro.
I've been begging this guy to take it easy on his liver for the better part of like 14, 13 years, bro.
I'm getting it together, man. So she goes on, right? While we're on the topic, the alcoholism rampant in our communities to the point where we've romanticized the idea of rowdy family drinkups that end in violence is something we need to talk about a little more seriously. Ooh. I don't know. Mm. And, you know, that's interesting in itself, but then that kind of evolved into, it kind of evolved into how, like, people would drink in front of children, in front of their kids. Mm. And then everybody was saying how weird that might be, you know, because, you know, you're drinking around kids and shit. And I threw that in there. I thought that was really interesting to talk about, man, because, I never thought that like we had an alcoholism problem, as crazy as that sounds, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's so normal, right? Yeah. I look at it as just freaking normal. But I mean, if it looks like that, smells like that, then it's got to be that, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. I just thought that was an interesting point to make, because I personally don't like the idea of getting turned. I mean, I love, you know, being around my family, partying, whatever, but I don't like when it gets to that point where everybody's, I fucking hate that when it gets violent at the end. I hate it, bro. I do not romanticize that at all. That's why I just try to stay away from that, you know what I'm saying? But I shit, if you do that, man, that sucks, because that is not a fun time.
I think I think her saying romanticize might have been the wrong word.
Okay.
But we definitely make a joke out of it. Like, I remember them, I remember them meme type things where it had a bottle of alcohol and it had different markings. And it said, if you drink this much, you're happy. If you drink this much, you're singing karaoke. If you drink this much, you love each other.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's using. You drink this much.
Oh, yeah. The dark liquor,
time to,
light
it's
liquor.
Time, no, no. It's time to fight. Like, it's time to fight.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, even in us laughing at that meme, right? Mm-hmm. It's not romanticizing it, but it's not taking it serious. Nobody's looking at it like, why do we always have to end in violence? Like, what, you know? And even if you bring it up, like, I feel like even bringing it up, people are going to be like, man, y'all, you know, there's always going to be that crowd. But I was just talking about this with some people saying, like, I've never drank alcohol, and I never want to.
Smart move. Right?
And the reason being is because I never knew anybody who had a healthy relationship with alcohol. Like, it never crossed my mind that people can drink alcohol just to, like, to a certain limit and stop. You know, I've never really seen that. I've always seen drink until you pass out, drink until you throw up, drink until you fight, drink until you black out. Mm-hmm. I've always seen that. I've never seen another type of, well, I mean, I'm sure I have, but I never, as a kid, I just thought that's what you do.
Yeah.
I always thought that's just what you do. Mm-hmm. I thought drinking and driving, I was like, why are the cops making such a big deal out of that? Like, people do that all the time. Yeah. It was just a lot of things as a kid to where I didn't want to drink alcohol because I don't want to get blackout drunk and lose my mind and then have your pockets touched while you're sleeping. Like, I didn't want to do that. And then when you get older, you're like, you see people who go out, they drink a glass of wine or two, and then they go home.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the?
I'm trying to, yeah, I want to be that type of adult who drinks like that.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I didn't, like, up until I was an adult, like, well into being an adult, I started meeting people who could drink and chill.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind, bro. Mm-hmm. For 25 years, somewhere around there, like 25 years until I met somebody who had a healthy relationship with alcohol.
Yeah.
And so I see this tweet and I agree with it.
Yeah.
I don't know about romanticize.
Definitely not taken seriously.
Yeah, we don't take it seriously. And yeah. I think that is definitely an issue. And
I think, yeah, probably because of how easy it is to get, right? Easily accessible, and it's not considered anything hard, but it is an addictive thing. It's addictive. You know what I'm saying? And it changes, you know, changes things about you, you know?
And also, I think it plays hand in hand into the fact that we're not vocal people about mental health.
Right.
And so, like, when you don't have an outlet, when you don't have a safe space where people are like, hey, man, how are you feeling? How are you really feeling? Mm-hmm. When you don't have that, you have to lean on other substances. Mm-hmm. And alcohol, like you said, it's easy to get. It's pretty cheap if you buy the cheap stuff.
It's legal.
It's legal. You know what I'm saying? And so it's only natural that you take a group of people who go through life, because life is as stressful as it is. Mm-hmm. And then you take away all the opportunities of them to air out their grievances or have an outlet or tell the men that it's okay to be down and to be sad. You take all those things away. What do you expect them to do?
Yeah.
And alcohol play, it's perfect. It's like a hand in hand, you know, kind of situation. And so I think in order to address alcoholism, we have to also address, like, why are you drinking till you blackout drunk? Why do you feel the need to drink every weekend? What is the alcohol doing for your life that you can't do for yourself? You know what I'm saying? And these are all, like, and it's crazy because I work at the Indigenous Center. And Indigenous people, too, have been fighting alcoholism ever since, you know, the kind of reconciliation era, or, you know, because you got all of these people dealing with traumatic things. And like I said, they were doing the whole snatching their kids out of their families.
Oh, God.
The last school closed in 96. So there are a ton of survivors who were snatched out of their family's house and put in these places where they killed 200 and something people at these churches. And so, like, you got them who can't voice anything and who can't do, so they lean on alcoholism. And so for me to learn the history, to learn about alcoholism in the indigenous communities, I turn around and look at our own people and I see the same type of patterns. And it is worrisome. And the fact that nobody talks about it is even, like, for you to say, like, I never thought of it as an alcoholism problem. And to me, even seeing alcoholism in Pacifica communities, that looks weird to me. It don't even make sense. You know what I'm saying? Right. But it is something that we have to address. It is something that we should bring to the forefront. But it's just, it's so, like what you said, it's so ingrained in our daily lives that it's like, it's like church.
Yeah.
Sunday church, Friday, Saturday night drinking, Tuesday night bingo. Like, all of these things are so ingrained in our culture, we don't even think twice about it.
Yeah.
And the whole, so what were they saying about drinking around kids? Because I didn't even think about that until you posted it.
Yeah, I didn't put the tweets in there, but like I said, it evolved into a discussion around, like, having the family drink ups, but also drinking and being rowdy in front of children, like toddlers and stuff, and how the concept of that is so weird. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And at first I was like, I mean, it's not that weird. We're not harming the children. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. But then it's like, I guess them seeing it is more than enough to be like, you know, kind of worrisome.
You normalize that.
Yeah, you normalize.
You're normalizing that type of behavior to your kids.
Yeah.
In my situation, it was traumatic as a kid seeing that, because I was like,
Yeah.
And so that it is ish. That, yeah, I see that.
Yeah. I was blessed, man. My parents didn't really drink like that. You know, they didn't drink really like that at all until I got older. You know, mom dies, then dad starts picking it up. You know, it goes with the shit that we're just talking about, right?
Yeah.
Dealing, coping, whatever, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, I was blessed to not see it as a child, but still seeing it that young, I was just like, oh, shit. So is this is what we do to cope? And then also being around other young kids who are also drinking this shit too. Like, I don't know, man. It at first I was kind of like, I was kind of butthurt about it. It's like I drink around my little nieces and cousins. I used to drink around my little nieces and cousins all the time, my nephews and shit, you know? Mm-hmm. And until I sat back and thought about it, it's like, okay, maybe it is, man, because, you know, they're just fucking kids. And like you said, it normalizes it for them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we're all adults over here doing some dumb, rowdy shit. And especially when the night ends in violence and they see that and how common that is, like, yeah, it definitely sticks with you as a kid. Yeah. So. I think generally it is weird. What?
And we should, like, everybody who disagrees, you should look back and see how the things you saw as a kid affect how you see things now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that, you know, that's your life. You can live it the way you want, but let's be real. You know what I'm saying? I remember my little baby Chico, he was scared when he seen drunk people. Because he was like, why are you acting like that? Why are you? That's weird. You know, and as a kid, he was just aware, like, oh my gosh, you know, something, you know, they're crying, da da da. And so, you know, it's something that we laughed at. I'll be real. We laughed at it because, oh, Chico, she's okay, blah, blah, blah. But at the time, you know, you can't really tell a kid not to feel panicked or worried. Not to have anxiety. Like, you, that's just how they are. You gotta help them cope with it. And so, like, I didn't even think about that. Drinking around kids is weird. I didn't even think about that, but it's true. Yeah. Like, I'm in real time processing, like, a lot of this stuff that I seen as a kid when it came to alcohol and stuff is the reason why I've never touched alcohol. I never will. I have no interest in it whatsoever. There was never a curious time where I'm like, what would this be like if I was drunk? Like, none of that. And I know you said your parents didn't drink a lot around you. My house, growing up, my house was the party house for my family. Mm. Like, literally, not even the weekends. It'll be a Wednesday, and somebody will pull up with some tree in a case. Mm-hmm. And it just be in the backyard. And I'd be in there. I was a little kid, so I'd be out there playing dominoes with everybody. You know, they smoking and drinking, and I'm thinking everything is regular. So, like, I seen it at a very young age. I used to be with my dad all the time, and he used to go to the block, or he used to go here or there, and he would always take me. And so I always seen all these different things. And growing up, it got played out to me quick. And so I was lucky because, like, I seen all that, and I realized early on that that stuff is not fun. It don't look fun at all. You know, I'm finna go home and read my Harry Potter books because that's what entertains me. Yeah. And so, but I don't think everybody who would be in that situation or be around it, I don't think everybody would take it that way. I've seen my cousins and my family and my friends who was around the same influence that loved it, that thrived in it, that wanted to be a part of it. And so, you know, I think drinking around kids is weird. And I'm just now realizing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, me too. Yeah, when I seen the tweets, I was like, oh shit, you know? Made me think of all the times that I would drink, like I said, in front of the young ones and shit at the Uso's house, the uncle's house, you know what I'm saying? And it, like, I look at it fondly, you know, great memories, but it's like, I guess the idea of just drinking around them so young, it's just, fuck, it kind of, now I feel weird about it, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, you can't really, you didn't know.
Yeah.
It's something that we never thought about. Because you know why? Because the people before has never thought about it either. But the beauty about having this information is like, I don't think you're going to drink in front of your nieces and nephews anymore. And not if you can help it. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of where the breaking of the cycle comes in.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's crazy. I never even thought about that. Yeah. Never.
Drinking sucks anyway. Drinking is fucking overrated, man.
I feel like if people have a healthy relationship with it, it's great.
Yeah.
Like go and party and drink and go home and sleep and wake up with a slight hangover. Like that sounds great. But like you going out and drinking 5 bottles of whatever and then just not knowing where you're at when you wake up, that sounds terrible.
I'll be feeling fancy as hell when I go to the restaurant and just order a Blue Moon. I'm like, yeah, let me get the Blue Moon with the orange slice in there. Oh, I'm over here eating my cheeseburger and shit.
You know, I'm not here to indict anybody and say like, oh, y'all shouldn't drink alcohol at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be smoking, you know what I'm saying? Dang. But it as far as like the relationships that we have with it, some of us in our community definitely have to reconsider like, why are you drinking this much? What is it bringing you that you can't bring yourself? Yeah. Can you get to that state of being satisfied without the beer? Like let's figure it.
Man, you're throwing way too much, man.
I'm just saying once you
can
get
there,
once you get there, then go ahead and have a Blue Moon with an orange slice and chill out and just drink and be happy and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
It's pretty good on this side, man. It's pretty good on this side, man. It just the whole process sucks. But you have to confront some real shit and that's how you get there. So fuck, man.
All right, man. I know we got some more on the.
I'm an alcoholic.
Even that. No,
I know. I love that song, bro. You're the reason I'm an alcoholic. You know, it's a metaphor now. It's not literal.
It's a metaphor. I know we have more on the list, but I think that was a pretty solid episode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we'll get to the rest later.
Hell yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, later on the Patreon.
Patreon.com/
the Polytechn Podcast. Again, check us out on all socials. Oh, hello, Marcus, Sepha M. Check us out at the Polytechn Network on YouTube. Check out the Uso Lance Von der Tong over there, Balinesian. You know what I'm saying? The boy is a part of the network. We are the network boys. Let us know if you want to sponsor us. You know what I'm saying? We will do our part in looking and trying to figure that out. And please give us some money. And 5 plates from Fuckers Island Grill. What's up? A week. Thank y'all again. I ain't got nothing else, bro. What's up?
Take us out, dog.
This has been another episode of A Cop and a Samurai Started Podcast. I'm Ohello Marcus, SFM. Go far. Bye.
Yeah,
bye. Bye.